Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with eight kids between us from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I'm Sarah Powers, and I have Megan Francis here with me. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah. What's up?
Not much. So, well, lots is up. We're going to talk about it. But this is one of our special More Than Mom episodes, which if you're a regular listener, you have started to hear a few times a month on Sundays, where we talk about totally not mom stuff, not parenting.
And we keep it casual. Siri just tried to tell me a joke. I don't know if he's heard that
little
blink in the background, but she must have heard me say something and thought I asked her to tell me a joke. And she started, I don't know, technology sometimes, right?
That's the perfect thing. A perfect example of something that we'd like stop and start over and edit out.
I know in a regular episode, but we just keep rolling.
Yeah. So we're just a little more cash. And a little bit shorter episode for you. And today we're talking about travel. So I'm super excited.
Yes,
so when we started doing these, I said, Megan, you have to be the one in charge for these because I got too many outlines to do. You got to take this over. And then, of course, for this one, I was like, actually, can I be in charge today?
And I don't mind you being in charge at all because my life right now is a little bit crazy. So, yes, please.
You're about
tell
to
me
move.
What to do. I'm
yes.
about to move. Yeah.
You are about to move. And I am traveling. I'm recording this. I'm afraid to say this for getting haters for my luxurious vacation, but I'm in Maui right now.
It's all right.
Yeah, we'll get into
that. It's snowing here, by the way.
I'm sorry. I've been very careful this week not to send you too
many. You haven't said anything to me, which I always feel guilty like I made you feel guilty, but it's all right.
You're like, don't tease me with Maui pictures.
Exactly.
I'm not in an emotional space for it.
Exactly.
Okay, so first up, I'm super excited about our sponsor because this is such a perfect fit for talking about More Than Mom, and that is FabFitFun. We're welcoming them back, and they are going to be the sponsor of the next couple of these More Than Mom episodes. So if you guys aren't familiar, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. And it's a quarterly subscription. I think that's key to mention because not all of us need all of this fun stuff every month necessarily, but quarterly is just that sweet spot of
yes.
like a refresh for everything from a little jewelry piece to a candle. And again, not sample sizes, full-size products that
yeah.
you're not going to be picking yourself up at Target. You just aren't.
And I love having it a little bit spread out because it's like a yes. little surprise.
It's
like
so,
every time, like, oh, right. yeah.
It is so great. So the way it works, it retails for $49.99. We're going to give you a code for $10 off your first box, which will make it $39.99. But the stuff in there always has a value of over $200. Like, seriously, over $200.
At least, yes.
I mean, individual things, we'll get into our favorites, are like $60, like for one little thing that's in there. And it's a box full of that. So my favorites from this spring box, which is still available right now if you get on this. There's a clutch from Rachel Pally, which is a $60 value. You will see me, Megan, rocking it at Mom 2.0, the conference we're going to.
I was going to rock it at Mom 2.0.
I know, that's what I was like. I was like, I'm going to be looking around and like 80 women are going to have this clutch. But it's a really simple kind of a fold over clutch. You put your yeah. phone and your lipstick in there, but just looks so sophisticated. Love that.
Yes, I love
and then
it.
There was a candle from Anderson Lilly in this rose gold candle, you know, container, whatever. And it just smells so clean and nice and just like a perfect accent piece. Again, not something I would pick up for myself, but just arrived on my door.
So I have to tell you, the candle was also one of my favorite things, but I got it in a different scent than you. Mine
okay.
is Manhattan Beach. And
nice.
I have literally, because it's spring break here and it's snowing, I've been like smelling it all week because it actually kind of reminds me of like, I don't know, like it's a very springy
yeah.
scent. Every box also highlights and supports a charity, and the spring box supports Girl Rising, which is a global campaign for girls' education and empowerment, which is also very cool. And I'm obsessed with the Ish lip palette that came with it. I was doing a show. I was actually in a production of Hairspray mm-hmm. right around the time I got the box. And so I used the lip palette every day, but I used like a slightly different color. So I got to play with all of them. And it's high quality, really good stuff. I'm kind of obsessed with mixing colors now. And
I know.
And I will be rocking that at Mom 2.0.
I think in the winter box, there was an eyeshadow palette. And in both cases, it's like being a teenager again. It's like,
yes.
oh, I get to play with makeup.
Yeah.
So I have to say that now that we've been working with them for a while, and I think we've gotten three boxes, I actually can really see kind of the long-term durability of some of this stuff. Like, it made me
yeah.
happy the other day to see the little dangly earring holder next to my new candle. So I'm really using this stuff quarter after quarter. And I think that's just a testament to the quality of stuff in there. So,
yep.
Okay, guys. So if you want to save $10 off your first box and treat yourself to quarterly amazingness, it's fabfitfun.com. And the promo code is themomhour. Again, fabfitfun.com, and just use the code themomhour and save $10 off your first box, and you will be so happy. Let us know if you decide to do this, because I know several of our listeners have.
Yeah, love it.
All right. You ready to talk travel?
I am ready, because okay. I need to travel. I need to get away from this place for a while.
Yes. So I have kind of like lightning round questions, like stuff that I think it'd be fun to just answer kind of quick. And then, of course, that'll lead us to tangents. But most of my questions are like just quickies to kind of get the feel for like what kind of traveler you are. And I was thinking, it's funny because since you and I live 2,000 miles apart, we are often traveling when we see each other, either to a conference or one of us has traveled. So I kind of feel like I know you as a traveler, but not necessarily like how you are on a full vacation, because we're usually working. But okay, so my first question is, where do you like to sit on an airplane? Like if you could pick your seat.
Oh boy. So this is one of those things where I don't have a crazy preference. I like as much legroom as possible. So when bulkhead seats are available, I like to take them, but I don't like to be not able to get at my stuff either. So it's always like catch 22, because you have to put all your stuff in the overhead bin. And there have been times before when there's been so much turbulence, I haven't been able to ever get anything out. So if it's a flight where I'm just going to be kind of, you know, playing on my phone and chilling, then I'll try to get a bulkhead seat. But otherwise, I tend to go toward the middle, and I don't know why. I like to be kind of equally close to both bathrooms.
Okay.
And I don't like to be...
What about window or aisle?
If I'm traveling with people I know, I like the window.
Okay.
If I'm traveling solo, I like the aisle. Interesting. Because I don't like to climb over people to go to the bathroom. Unless it's like a super short flight.
Right.
Then I like window. But if I'm with people I know, I don't care if I have to climb over them. But like if I'm flying all the way to California, I feel like I will have to get up at least 3 times during that flight. Even if I don't really have to, I'll start to panic like I will. And I don't want to have to interact with the people next to me typically very much. So I'm very like hermit on a plane.
Yeah, I'm hermit too, but I like the window. I always have. Yeah. I used to have some pretty significant flying anxiety. It's weird. I didn't when
me
I was
too.
A kid. And then it kind of spiked when I was, I remember exactly how old I was, because it was like I was 18 or 19. I was in college and I had never been afraid of flying. And by that time I went to college, you know, a long flight away from my home. And I don't remember it at the very beginning. I remember it like maybe sophomore year of college. And then it kind of, after I had kids, it kind of subsided, because flying with kids, you have so much to think about.
You just, there's no time to
be nervous. There's no time to be afraid. Yeah. But I still contend toward nervous flying, depending on the situation. And looking out the window helps me. For some people, they don't want to look out the window, but so I would almost always choose window. And I don't usually have to get up to pee more than once. I'm kind of like, I can hold it, and I'm not too, that doesn't bother me to ask people once to stand up. If I was going to get up a lot, then I would totally, you know, see what you're saying, but. So I like window. And I don't really care front or back of the plane. I would prefer not a bulkhead, probably. I like to have all my stuff there. If I am at the window, then there's no hope of getting up to the overhead. So I like to have everything with me. Just like pack it all in.
So what's interesting is I like to look out the window as I'm taking off, but not as I'm landing. I don't like to see the ground approaching so quickly. Like I just get really nervous about what it's going to feel like when we hit the ground.
Yeah,
so.
I can relate to that. I'm just so happy it's almost over by that point. Okay, totally different question, different topic.
Okay.
What is your favorite snack for a long road trip?
Ooh. Oh, that's tough. Okay, this changes depending on like what my eating habits are like.
Right.
Right now, almonds are kind of the snack of my life. I have to say I'm eating so many almonds. And I like to have something a little sweet. So I'll probably pack a Kind bar. Like I really like to have something with a little tiny,
look at you,
like crunch
one of our
chocolate.
Longtime sponsors.
I know. That in there, but they didn't pay me to say that. That's like the perfect amount of like sweet for me on a plane trip. Cause I do find that I don't know. I like want to indulge myself a little bit, but I don't know that I have I think it's always a little bit different. And honestly, I often don't snack at all. Like, unless if the flight is super long, I probably wouldn't even bother. And I always reject the snacks they offer. I never take the snacks offered on a flight.
Oh, on a plane?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, so for road trips, I like a good bag of like Doritos or Chex Mix, like something that I would never buy in real life. It's not a good snacking choice, but I just like that feeling of going into a convenience store when you're going to be in the car for a while.
Oh, right. We're talking road trips here. So yeah, that's a little bit different. But I used to snack a lot in the car, and I would do things like Hostess cupcakes and stuff like that. And then I would feel really sick.
Real gross after road trip snacks. But
and I just kind of stopped, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have a go-to website that you use to book travel right now?
If I was going to be booking flights,
is what I was thinking.
I fly almost exclusively Southwest.
Okay.
So you have to book that right.
Yep.
Like right through Southwest. If I was booking a hotel, I usually go through Priceline. I've had really good luck Priceline, getting good deals on hotels through Priceline. And I've kind of learned the system and how to figure out kind of where you are and like what kind of hotel you can expect. If it's one of those, not name your own price, but like if it's one of those, where they like have the express deal and you just pick, you know, you're getting like a 3-star hotel and it has X, Y, and Z and it's, you know, this dollar amount. I kind of have gotten to where I almost can guess which hotel it is.
Interesting.
If I look at the list and see what the prices are on the other ones, I can kind of guess which one they're trying to.
I have no Priceline experience.
What do you use?
So I used to use Orbitz for a long time and then I switched to Expedia. Especially if I'm doing a flight hotel combo. At least that's where I would start to look. And then I might pop out from there and look directly at the airlines or at the hotel. I don't really have a go-to just hotel booking. I know Brian has one that he uses to do last minute. Is that Priceline or is that something else? He has one that he'll use where like if you know you can wait till the day of, then it's super cheap. Like you
I know that. I don't know that that's well. So Priceline has something called an express deal and I think that kind of is a thing. Like you get a really good deal and I typically use Priceline day of. Like I would typically be like, "Hey, I'm coming into town. I'm going to try this or that. You get better deals." But I know Kayak is one that people use a lot Kayak, for flights.
I feel like this is one of those areas where like I stopped paying attention to what the latest deal apps and websites were like 10 years ago. So it would be like the Maps equivalent of still using MapQuest. Like I don't think I'm like doing it right, but whatever.
Well, I want to say I think it was Kayak. I used once and I could be wrong, so I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I think it was Kayak. I used once and I didn't uncheck a box that says something like check our partner sites.
Okay.
And suddenly like windows were popping up all over my computer because what it was doing was checking Expedia and checking all of them at the same time. And so I was like completely flooded with deals and then I was a little bit afraid. And so now I've just stick with the tried and true. I just once I use something and it works, I tend to not stray away from it.
Yeah. No. And I'm the same. And I guess I haven't had it totally depends on the type of travel that you're usually booking.
Right.
I will throw a shout out to the VRBO, both the website and the mobile app. If you are shopping for VRBO type, accommodations. Just like the apps are so easy to use. Like I've had really good luck even just searching around on mobile. It's just come so far in that kind of stuff. So I love those.
And you know me, travel is the kind of thing I would never search on my phone. Ever.
I know. You don't like mobile.
I don't like mobile for like stuff like that. I feel like I want to have like a keyboard at my fingertips. Yeah. I want to be able to open multiple windows and look at stuff. And I just find the apps make me feel too closed in. So I
would
don't
agree
use
with
that,
except that sometimes it's fun if you're killing time somewhere just to look and see what's available, either flights or VRBOs or whatever. And then I can always go on my computer. I still would prefer a computer. But OK, so moving on. So let's say you're on a trip for any reason. If all other things being equaled, would you prefer to rent a car or do like Uber and public transport to get around?
I would almost always pick Uber or public transport.
OK.
Almost always, except if I'm in a place where that's the all things being equal.
Right.
If it's going to cost a lot more or that's going to really restrict my movement, I would rather rent. But I don't like the process of renting a car.
No, it's so
I don't
annoying.
Like the drop off. I don't actually like driving when I'm on vacation.
Right.
I'd rather someone else drives me around. So
I totally agree. And I think I would answer the same. And again, it depends because sometimes it's much more convenient to have your own car. But the process of renting a car is like, we were just talking about this on this Hawaii trip with my family. It's like somebody needs to reinvent that, like just blow it up. And,
yes,
and maybe with technology it will. But oh my gosh, when I came to see you for your 40th in Chicago, I went to Midway and I want to say I stood in that rental car line and I had a reservation and I stood in that line for like an hour and a half. And
yes,
then that doesn't
so
even
silly.
Count the like, now you got to go find your car, exit the, I mean, it adds, that is hands down my least favorite part of any trip is from Yeah. Getting your luggage to getting the car, I feel like, is 2 hours. It's terrible.
And also, this is so dumb, but like, you don't recognize the car when you come out of, like, when it's in a parking lot, and you come out of wherever you've been, you have no idea which car is yours. I feel like I don't understand how to drive the car. It takes me a while to learn that stuff, right? Yeah. So it's not programmed with my radio station. It's not anything like the comfort of being in your own car. Yeah. So not my fave.
Okay. I have two quick questions about packing. Okay. Which is harder for you, or more annoying, onerous, packing or unpacking?
Unpacking, hands down.
Yeah.
The trip is over. It's a bummer.
Yeah. I really don't like packing, though. You would think with how organized and detailed I am, that packing would be good, like a good skill for me. But I get, I put it off. I procrastinate. I overthink. And then I get mad at myself for doing all of the above. So I'm not a good, I've gotten better, especially when it's family vacations where I have to pack the kids.
Yeah.
I've gotten better about not waiting till the last minute. But it's not, I really don't like either one.
Yeah, I think packing is fun, but I know I'm terrible at it because I tend to pack like everything and then I try to edit and the edit is bad.
And the edit is like taking out the most essential edit. Things.
Exactly. And then later I'm like, why on earth did I leave this and, you know, take that out? So
right. Yeah. Okay. So when you are in a hotel, do you unpack everything and put it in drawers?
If I'm going to be more than like 2 or 3 nights, yes.
Yes. Me
Otherwise,
too.
Otherwise, no.
And you know what else I do? I realized in this, we're staying at a Westin. Sorry, I was gonna say Marriott. We're staying at a Westin, and they're like little studios. It's like a timeshare hotel, so it's the type where you can like have a timeshare, but we don't have a timeshare, and so they're nice little studios or little apartment style hotel rooms. And one thing I realized that I do almost every time if I'm gonna be longer than a couple nights is take everything that's like out on all the surfaces that I know I won't be needing, like the magazines they put out and like the coffee table book or like the remote controls I know we won't be. And I just do a full sweep and put it all in a drawer. And there's something about like if you're going to be in a hotel for 4 or 5 days, like having that space kind of feel like it's yours. And
yeah,
a quick way to do that is just remove everything. And like most nice hotels will have like on each table, there's like a little brochure or this or that. And it just kind of adds clutter. And so, you know,
agreed.
I don't throw That's it cool. away. I just would put it in one drawer and then housekeeping can return it to its rightful place. It's also less likely that my kids would just wreck it while we're
That's
here,
what I was so. Actually thinking. That's really good. That's a good idea of when you have kids that you're traveling with too. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite activity on an airplane when you don't have Wi-Fi?
Ooh. First of all, I spend a half hour grumpy that I don't have Wi-Fi.
I literally just moved my mic like away because that made me LOL.
If I don't have Wi-Fi, and we talked about this, like I'll often try to find something work related that you can't do if you do have Wi-Fi because you get too distracted with the Wi-Fi.
Yes, so
like
I agree.
Things I never do, like organizing files and stuff like that. I would do. I like to write. I like to read. I read the I always read the in-flights. I'll try to bring a book or a magazine. Often that is like the most concentrated reading time I'll have in a long time. I always listen to music. And sometimes that's all I do. Sometimes I just listen to music and zone out.
Yeah.
I try like interesting napping positions. You know, that's a challenge on a plane. But I'll try to contort my body into some kind of a nap situation. Then I wake up and I'm drooling everywhere. So I kind of shake, you know, I keep it versatile, but I do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
What I don't do is talk to the person next to me almost ever.
No, me neither. So one thing I like to do is go through the photos on my phone and get rid of all the weird screenshots. So cleaning up and even cleaning up like the apps on my phone, which I did on this Hawaii flight, and it was so satisfying. I like organized the home screen on my phone. Or like you said, like organizing files on my computer, anything work related that doesn't require Wi-Fi. I do try and download a few podcasts before takeoff. So if I remember to do that, although I've definitely been like left that to the last minute and like seen them downloading and like not getting all the way. And then I know I can't listen to them. So got to do that ahead of time. So do you listen to music that's physically on your phone?
Yeah, I have a couple Spotify playlists that are always downloaded.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to listen wherever I am to those.
Right.
So,
right. That is smart. Okay. Next question, switching gears. So if you, now we're going into like hypotheticals, like if money were no object and, you know, do you prefer a beach or a big city vacation if you could have your preference and do it upright?
You know how I feel about having to choose.
Okay. Well,
this is very unfair.
I know. So you don't have to. You can answer that however you want.
Both. I love big cities. I love exploring a new big city. That takes a very slight preference for me only because I live like on a nice beach. don't really need to, like, the one experience I can't have here in my beach is kind of like the sitting at the beach under an umbrella with someone bringing me drinks. Like, that can't happen on my Lake Michigan beach that I live right near. But other than that, I can, I have a really nice beach experience, like, in my own town. So big city would be my preference. But again, there may be a big city with a beach.
Yeah. So big city is for sure my preference. But my caveat is, if I'm doing big city travel, I really need to have a, wherever I'm staying, it doesn't have to be five star, but it needs to be a little bit of a retreat where I can take breaks, because I am, like, I do get kind of sensory overwhelm. I do get kind of grumpy if I'm too much go, go, go. So I need to be able to build in rest, relaxation, and just breaks from big city. But I'm by far big city. In fact, I'm not a very good beach vacation person, she says. From Maui.
Well, I just think there's a time and a place for it. There, like, I could do a beach for like a day, but I wouldn't be great at just hanging out on a beach for five or six or seven days. I feel like I'd get really bored.
There are people who really do love that.
And they tend to get in the water, though.
Well, and I don't like the sun on me ever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm constantly searching for shade. I don't mind warmth if I don't have to do anything. But, like, I mean, having been on this vacation, I mean, we've had lots of opportunities to sit by the pool or beach, and I feel like we spend most of the time, like, schlepping the stuff to the pool or the beach and, like, getting set up. And then we sit there
that,
for 45 minutes and then someone's hungry. And it's not even, I'm not even blaming my kids, really, because even with adults, it's like, you got to plan, you know, where you're going to go and what you're going to bring. And anyway, I guess if you could truly pull off 3 or 4 days where, like you said, someone brought you food and drinks, you had a nice umbrella, and you could just be there. But, man, that feels hard to do.
It is, especially with kids. I will blame it on your kids for
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Going to the beach with kids is the pits.
We've spent more
pool
time.
It is not relaxing.
More pool time than beach time on this vacation. And I think I posted this on Instagram, but we are at the stage where we just can sit on the side and all three of our kids can swim.
Yeah.
And it's glorious. Like,
pools. Pool. I almost prefer pools to beaches anyway.
I think
for
I
that
do
very
too.
Reason.
Yeah. I do
you
too.
Can see everybody at once. There's not sand everywhere. Yeah. You know,
no, I do too. And we have access to the beach here, but it's been more like, let's walk down there and play in the surf for a little bit and then, you know, go back to the pool. So, okay. Where would you love to go someday if you could?
Ooh.
It's totally wide open.
Oh boy. That's tough.
Or it could be five places.
You go first. I need to think on this one. Because my first initial response is everywhere. Though,
yeah.
So.
I don't think I want to go everywhere. I really don't. This is going to sound terrible, but I don't want to go anywhere where I have to do like one of those like 24-hour plane trips. Like, I'm really sorry, Australia. Like, when they, like, it's nothing against Australia and New Zealand or, you know, Fiji. But like, once they come up with ways to get there that don't involve being on an airplane for like 16 hours, I just, that doesn't sound good to me. So I'd have to really be convinced hard. I'm just going to go with more big cities. I have been to some parts of Europe, although it's been a long time. But I have not been to Spain, and or Portugal. I haven't spent a lot of time in Eastern Europe. So I would just say, like, it, you know, I would just say more big cities that I haven't been to. That's probably just knock some off the list.
That's fair. And I agree about the long flight. I would totally not turn down a trip to any place that was that far away,
but
does anyone want me to come visit them in Australia?
We have a lot of Australian listeners, and I'm not trying to offend you. It's not you, it's the airplane ride that
well
just
they might have
me.
No desire to come see us either, so
she's like, I
it
don't
goes both
see
ways
there,
right
either.
But I think you're just because I haven't been to Europe and it's so concentrated and you can do so much, I think that would be probably my
And the food
pick.
Is so good. You and I are the same when it comes to like food and wine and like just enjoying those
indulging
things.
Indulging in the sensory pleasures. Yeah. So I think for me, I've heard amazing things about Portugal.
Uh-huh.
So that would be high up on my list. But of course, I mean, you know, France, Italy, Spain, all of those places. Yes. Yeah. All. Yes to all.
All the things.
I check the yes box.
Yeah. Yep. And in all
I also think it would be cool to I also think it'd be cool to go to some really rustic areas. As much as I love big cities, I love how nature is different in different places. And so that appeals to me as well.
Well, I love Scotland and Ireland for that reason. It's not the best weather, but just like the very remote and rustic, a lot of it. But then quaint towns and villages and a few big cities thrown in and
Prices to fly there are not too bad. I've actually, Owen and I have been researching flying to Ireland. Yeah. It's relatively close, I think.
For you.
Yeah. So Yeah. Yeah, for me. Not for you.
Yeah, because when I was in my junior year of college, I studied abroad in London, and I used to do the Chicago-London flight. And then if I'd go home, I had to do London-LAX. And that's, it's like, just where you are in the United States makes you so much closer to Europe, to Western Europe than...
So why am I not there right now?
So go, hop on one of those. Okay, so last two questions, and they're like flip sides of each other. So what about traveling with you, Megan, makes other people say like, oh my gosh, thank goodness Megan is here? Like, what's the best thing for other people about having you on a trip?
Oh boy. Okay. I think, so people might be surprised to hear this because I do have a reputation on this show for being like type B or C or whatever and laid back about everything and not a planner. But I will say I'm a pretty good planner.
You're
when it
a
comes
really
to
good
travel.
Planner. No, I know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I think I just think about the right things to think about, and I don't overthink things. So I'm thoughtful about details when it comes to traveling, like what would make people comfortable. And I think that comes through. And also, I think I'm just fun to travel with and easygoing. Like, I don't get upset if things don't work out. I don't, like, if the plans change, I'm like, okay, cool. So, like, I plan to an extent and then leave a lot of room for things to change as I know that they will. So probably, would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. And and yeah, I mean, you exude fun. So that's a fun person to have around. But I agree. I think you're good at prioritizing like what's going to make this the most fun. And you don't, you may not be like a super details person, but you're able to hone in on like, what are the details that matter for this trip? Like, what do I want? Yeah. And
the 80-20 rule.
And you have five kids. So like, you can't have five kids and not get to be some kind of a planner or a detail person. So even though, yes, that's your reputation, I would totally agree. Okay, so I'll do mine.
Yes, please do.
I don't know. Okay, what about traveling with me makes others say, thank goodness Sarah's here. Yeah, I would say that I do, unlike you, I mean, the flip side is I do try to think of everything. So I don't tend to... like in terms of packing, like I am really, if you're traveling with me, you will rarely have to be like, oh, let's stop at Target because we forgot to bring this or we forgot. Or if you do stop at Target, it will be because I decided that that would be the best way to get swim goggles or whatever. Yeah. So I am good at thinking things through. I'm really good at calling ahead and like getting the lay of the land on things like, okay, what time does that museum open? What is the subway stop that's nearby? Like I'm really good at doing reconnaissance to make sure we have all the information to then make snap decisions. So I'm good. I guess that's the research part of it. And I don't mind taking charge in that regard. Something that might surprise people is I don't mind not being the one in charge on vacation. I feel like for me, it's all or nothing. Like if you're going to put me in charge of where we're going today and what we're doing, I'm going to take it pretty seriously and do all the details. But I really don't mind taking a break from that role either and having somebody else lead the way. So,
well, I feel like when I've traveled with you, and I agree with everything you just said, I think you let me relax and take maybe my more natural role of not thinking about all the details because you just do it. Uh-huh. And most of the places you and I have traveled together, you have experience with.
Yes.
So it's true. In California, Denver, and Arizona, Phoenix area. And you have some experience with all three of those places. So I feel like you've been naturally sort of, I don't know, you've been naturally able to kind of take over and help with that stuff. And then, you know, the one time you came here, there's like, it's like a stoplight town. So
yeah.
Just so get here. I had to tell you.
I let you lead me through.
I do really appreciate how you think about things like when places will be open. So there aren't misfires when I travel with you.
Like,
that, you know, it wouldn't bother me too much if there were, but it's nice to know that they won't happen anyway.
Right. Okay. So the flip side of this question is what about traveling with Megan makes others say like, oh God, Megan's here. I mean, what would other people, if you were on a vacation with people for a week, you know how by the end everyone's annoyed with each other? What would be the things about you that would drive others a little nuts? Just a little.
Yeah, no, though. Okay, so two things I can think of. When I get frazzled, I always have some, even when I'm not frazzled, but especially when I'm frazzled, I have mishaps. Lots of mishaps. So like, for example, last year, Clara and I traveled together and I don't even remember why this happened, but I somehow left her coat. Insecurity.
Oh, I remember that. You guys were coming. You were coming back from visiting me.
Yes. And I had to go. Yeah. It was late. And I mean, just like that was just one thing. But then it kind of like snowballed then. So I left her coat in security. We didn't figure it out till we were almost getting on the plane. We had to run back and get it. And then when I did that, I like forgot to pay my bill at the restaurant. I mean, it was just like it was cascading problems.
Yeah.
And I feel like once I'm on that trajectory, like everything is just exploding around me. And it's not always when I'm frazzled. Sometimes it's just when I'm relaxed and not paying attention. Yeah. But I'm like the person who will drop something. I'm the person who will forget something. Like that is, I'll have like awkward bags that keep bumping into people. I don't know. Like that's me. I tend to be like a little bit of like Pigpen from Peanuts.
Right.
Like, there's just like a big cloud of dust around me.
Right.
And then I think it's probably possible that I get punchy and chatty when other people are starting to wind down and want silence. I think that was a bigger thing when I was younger.
Okay.
I think I used to annoy the heck out of people because I would just talk.
Right.
I think I'm better able to read the room now.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just more tired.
Well, I've never been annoyed with you while traveling.
So. I've never been annoyed with you, so I'm really curious to hear what you're going to say.
Oh, well, I feel like mine is not surprising. Mine is the flip side of me being good at planning and details is I am less flexible than you when things go wrong. And I can have a really bad attitude because the way my brain works is I have researched everything and I have thought about every possible outcome. So when it starts to rain on the day we're supposed to go snorkeling, or when we get somewhere and it's not open, even though I called ahead to see if it would be, like those are the types of things. And it's more of an attitude thing with me. It can make me really grumpy for like you said, you're so good at letting it roll off your back and like being like, all right, well, let's do this. And I feel like, well, the example from this trip is Brian got terrible food poisoning two nights ago. Terrible.
Oh, no.
Like the kind where it was all night and it was just the food. Like no one else got sick, but it was a kind where it kind of wrecked like most of the next day for him. And then we didn't do the things we were going to do. And like, I was super grumpy about it, which is not fair. Like it's food poisoning. Literally, you cannot predict that nor
right.
control it. Can't make him feel bad. Like,
right.
And I was pretty, so that's my, I think mine is that I can get grumpy if I'm overstressed or overtired. And in particular, when things don't go as planned. And that's like, obviously I've gotten better about it as I've gotten older and I have at least one child who is the same way. So anytime you're having to help a child through that, you kind of have to
right.
look in the mirror. So I think I'm pretty good at managing it, but yeah, it's not like
that's
I throw giant tantrums. It's
no.
just that it can make me grumpy and the grumpiness can be hard to shake.
I think that I've sensed before with you, like discomfort mm-hmm. if you don't think we're going to make a place on time or like,
yeah.
but I've
yes.
never felt like you were grumpy and maybe it's
yeah.
just because nothing's gone that wrong.
Right. And when we're together, we're going to have fun no matter what.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, oh, I think Sarah's getting a little tense. Let's just move this along and then it's all fine. But yeah, but I've never been like up, you know, throwing up all night.
Yeah. And I think I would probably be really, it would be hard for people to travel with me if the whole point of the vacation was to like be spontaneous and go with the flow.
Right.
I mean, I probably wouldn't sign up for that vacation, but if that was built into travel, like we're just going to fly by the seat of our pants, I would probably not. I would have to work hard to be a fun travel companion on a trip like
Interesting.
That.
I'll keep that in mind if I ever plan a surprise trip for us.
Yes. But like one of those road trips where you don't know where you're going
to
stay.
It'll be a surprise trip for us, but like I'll actually have to tell you about it so you can start planning.
It'll be a surprise trip where you hand me the itinerary for
exactly.
the next 4 hours on the 4 hour interval.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're going to wrap up. This was super fun. You know what I thought we would remind people is if you guys are on Voxer, the Mom Hour has a Voxer account, and I feel like this is one of those episodes where I would love to hear people, because I know people are sitting in their cars or their homes being like, oh my gosh, that's how I am when I travel or
right.
whatever. So if you're not on Voxer, don't worry about it, guys, because it's a whole new app to learn. But if you are, you should totally look up the Mom Hour, because we have our own Voxer account, and just Vox us. Tell us your feedback and where you want to go on your next trip
yeah.
and what kind of traveler you are.
Agreed.
So, all right. Well, I am literally going to go snorkeling right now.
And oh my gosh, that's
super,
amazing.
Super laid back about it.
I'm going to go to work in the snow.
Oh God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I don't blame you too much.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, if we talked about anything of value, it'll be at themomhour.com. That's where you'll find all the info for FabFitFun, which is our sponsor. And we will be back with you guys on Tuesday with a regular episode.
See you then.
All right.